It's Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio.
Perhaps as part of thinking outside the box, we should ask what box we're thinking outside of.
That's what they say. Good morning, I'm Rebecca Kruth, and joining me now is University of Michigan English professor Anne Curzan. Good morning, Anne.
Good morning.
Anne, so many of us have been told to think outside the box so many times. What are we talking about here, really?
I love it that a colleague asked me this, and I will admit that I had been so inside the box that it had never occurred to me to ask the question about the box that we are supposed to think outside of. Do you associate this with workplaces?
Absolutely. I've worked in a lot of offices. I kind of categorize this along with things like, you know, synergy, that sort of thing.
So some business jargon.
Business jargon.
You're not alone. And this really took off in the 1980s, often associated with business speak. There's been some question about exactly where it comes from. The consensus seems to be that this is about something called the nine dots test. This is a puzzle. And actually, the first quotation that the linguist Ben Zimmer has found, which dates back to 1969, explains the puzzle. This is from the Chicago Tribune in a piece by Norman Vincent Peale. And to understand this quote, you need to picture nine dots in a 3x3 configuration. So three rows, three columns of dots. So here's the quote. There is one particular puzzle you may have seen. It's a drawing of a box with some dots in it, and the idea is to connect all the dots by using only four lines. You can work on that puzzle, but the only way to solve it is to draw the lines so they connect outside the box. It's so simple once you realize the principle behind it, but if you keep trying to solve it inside the box, you'll never be able to master that particular puzzle.
That sounds like something a middle school math teacher would tell students to do to entertain them.
Exactly. And from there, we get this idea of you have to get outside that box, both the box of your thinking that you have to be inside the box and literally outside the box of the nine dots to be able to solve the puzzle. And that seems to be where we get to quote-unquote think outside the box. The Oxford English Dictionary has that back to 1971. There is another explanation floating around out there. I found it on the website Gizmodo. It cites a psychology experiment about functional fixedness, where you're given a candle, some batches, and a box with some tacks in it, and told to attach the candle to the wall. And if you just try to tack it to the wall, it doesn't work. And if you try to melt some wax and stick it on, it doesn't work. You have to actually use the box and tack the box to the wall and put the candle in the box. And most people only see the box as holding the tacks, not as a tool they can use to solve this particular puzzle. But the evidence seemed to suggest that the expression we have of think outside the box comes from the nine-dot test.
It is extremely unclear to me what the people in charge of that experiment were hoping to achieve there.
Trying to see our creativity. So I looked to see how often do we think inside the box? And the answer is not all that often. We think outside the box much more than inside the box. And we tend to think outside the box. Occasionally, we step outside the box or go outside the box. But mostly, thinking seems to be what we're doing.
Well, Anne, this weekend, I hope you are able to do all of those things and more outside the box.
I will do my best.
Anne Curzan is a professor of English at the University of Michigan and the author of Fixing English, Prescriptivism and Language History. We look at the evolution of language every Sunday morning here on Weekend Edition. If you can't always catch us on Sunday, you can subscribe on iTunes. Just search for That's What They Say. And while you're there, give us a review. We like to hear what you think.